Would you like to see charming baby rhinos and other adorable animals? Join us today for an experience of a lifetime at the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Limpopo Province, located in northeastern South Africa. Hello, blessed viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Founded by nature enthusiast Mr. Brian Jones in 1992, Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center is now one of the largest and most unique wildlife sanctuaries in South Africa. This scenic center is only 60 kilometers from the world-famous Kruger National Park. A warm home and haven for wild animals, Moholoholo shelters abandoned, injured, and poisoned wildlife from across South Africa, helping them to eventually return and live freely in their natural environment. In addition, Moholoholo plays an important role in conserving endangered species. In 2002, the prestigious journal of the National Geographic Society, called National Geographic, produced a six-part series called Wild Orphans about the animals at Moholoholo. Apart from actively caring for animals, this unique facility is also open to the public. Visitors from around the world can learn more about the wonders of African wildlife through Moholoholo's guided tour programs. Moholoholo also welcomes volunteers from all nations to come and help care for the animals along with the center's staff. Mr. Jones hopes that these activities can help more people understand the importance of protecting our animal co-inhabitants and environment. For his noble work at Moholoholo, Supreme Master Ching Hai had awarded Mr. Jones the Shining World Compassion Award. She also made a $5,000 donation to the sanctuary to further its efforts in caring for the animals. Now let's hear from Mr. Jones, who will speak more with us about the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center.
Brian, how many years has Moholoholo been in existence?
Moholoholo's been about 18, 19 years in existence now. From nothing, just a cattle farm, now converted to a game farm and the rehab center itself.
Okay, and what inspires you to go on with this noble work?
Feeling their cry of help is, you know, when you've got a poison eagle in your arm and it's going into convulsions and you find a lioness snared and they travail and they look at us and they say, what have we done to deserve this? What have we done that you're doing this to us? And that breaks my heart. I mean, I sob, but I'm on my way to 70 and it just breaks me down. And these animals are helpless. These little animals are fulfilling a law, the same law that holds the moon in its place to control the tidal waves, the same law that holds the sun in its place, the same law that makes the earth spin the speed it has to. If the earth went faster, we'd be all snow, not enough sun. If the earth went slow, we'd get too much sun. So there's a law that holds the engine, the components, that holds the earth in its place.
In the beginning, Moholoholo had only one animal under its care, a crowned eagle. Today it has grown to a large wildlife rescue center that provides a loving residence for numerous animal friends.
If it's an animal like a wild dog, cheetah, leopard, a mongoose, or some indigenous animal, it's imperative we get to it. Even if it's a little bird, a sparrow, something indigenous, we've got to get to rescue it.
Yeah.
We'll rescue anything if it's exotic, but then we'll hand that over to where our people will handle that. Because our message at Moholoholo here is to get people to understand, to get back to the original and what was indigenous to the area. So our message here is to stick to what's indigenous. So we will rescue anything.
Animal World, our co-inhabitants, will be right back after some brief messages to continue our visit at the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in South Africa. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, featuring the wonderful beings at the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in South Africa. Founded in 1992 by a lover of animals named Brian Jones, Moholoholo is now one of the largest and most unique wild animal rescue centers in South Africa. For these two beloved rhino babies, Moholoholo is a warm, safe home. Look, aren't they so sweet? They also grow up very quickly, giving proof that a plant-based diet can provide more than adequate sustenance for these strong but gentle giants. After just a few months, the lovely rhino pair had obviously grown up quite a bit. You can notice the difference easily by observing their horns.
Let's go across to the baby rhino. There you go, one more. All right. These little guys come from the Kruger National Park. Look, he loves this. They love to be scratched. They just love to be scratched. They're about, I've lost count, about 5-6 months now, yeah. And that one, of course, then we went there and rescued them, and both of them were in not a very good state at all. But eventually, the staff, Natalie and Stuart, they actually slept with these little guys all night, all day, and that's why the student is with him now, spending a full time with him to make him feel that they are mommy. They're both little males, and they bonded together, so they have to go together wherever they go. Aren't they lovely?
They're beautiful.
Look at the tail curled up now. You see the tail curled up here? Because it's an ecstasy being scratched. Oh, they love that. Tail curls up, you know, it's just saying, oh, isn't that lovely? Wow. Yeah. These are white rhinos. You see the square lip?
How long did that take before they developed horns?
Oh, this is about a month and a half, 2 months, they started getting knobs. You just love it, don't you? You just love it. Yes.
And how long does a rhino take before it's fully grown?
About 6-7 years before they mature.
Like the rhino pair, many other wild animals live happily at Moholoholo until they are fully recovered and then return to their natural habitats. Another of Moholoholo's important roles is to breed endangered species and then reintroduce them to nature, thus maintaining the balance of the local ecosystem. Moholoholo is the first place in the world that successfully bred the endangered crowned eagle. In addition, Moholoholo is also an important breeding center for the serval in South Africa. The serval is a medium-sized African wildcat that was common in the country in the past. Today, servals are absent in many regions of the country. Moholoholo is trying to aid these rare animals in returning to areas where they formerly thrived.
How much milk does she drink?
It varies. Sometimes she drinks the full bottle and sometimes she just drinks 30 or 40 mils. She gets fed roughly every sort of 3 hours.
Okay. And do you get up at night to feed her?
Yeah, last feed's like 11. When she first came in, it was every 3 hours around the clock, but she's a lot older now. She's about 12 weeks.
Another wild animal Moholoholo is breeding are the hyraxes. The main habitat of this charming mammal is in Africa and the Middle East. From a distance, the hyraxes look like rabbits or guinea pigs. Some scientists believe they are the closest living relation to the elephant.
See the tiny little baby rock rabbits. There was a disease that seemed to plague them. We're not sure what the disease was in a lot of the areas. Even in the southern part of Kruger Park, there don't seem to be any more hyraxes left. We put over 400 back to wild, and we're putting them in areas where they used to be. Say, like Bululi, we've put about 55 back in colonies there. The gestation period of that animal is 7 months and a week. I cannot explain it. A lion is 3 months. A cheetah, a serval is about 2 months. But this little animal is 7 months and a week gestation period.
And how many babies at one time?
1 to 4. And they only breed after their second year.
The survival of wildlife is threatened by numerous factors, including hunting and the collapse of ecosystems through human-related activities that cause global warming.
Now with the global warming, it's altering the habitat. These animals can't change. They don't have the tolerance or that variance to be able to adjust. So with the result is the predictions are heavy worldwide of inevitable extinction for most of our wildlife. And my cry is to realize that these animals are helpless. They can't do nothing about their situation. And it's us now and the things that causes global warming to see what we can do to stop it before it's out of hand.
Through its dedicated work, Moholoholo has gained worldwide respect and praise for its wildlife programs. On tomorrow's edition of Animal World, our co-inhabitants, we will visit again with Mr. Jones for the presentation of the Shining World Compassion Award for which he was recognized by Supreme Master Ching Hai for his love and care for fellow animal beings. Thank you for your company on today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring the wonderful wildlife at the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be filled with divine love and light from heaven.